Barring any write-in campaign, McConnell will win the seat currently held by Nancy Kavanaugh. She and incumbent Cheryl Westover are running unopposed for two open seats on the Sitka Assembly.
That was good news. Takes a little pressure off.
McConnell has lived in Sitka for 9 years. She and her husband Mike are retired commercial fishermen. McConnell owns a web design business called Shelter Cove Publishing. She also produces the guidebook Sitka Through Four Seasons. McConnell has spent a year serving on the Sitka Long Range Planning and Economic Development Commission, which remains focused on creating affordable housing in town. She's also been elected to the City Council in Port Alexander and served briefly as pro tem mayor.
I enjoy serving the public in that way, and I'm interested in being a part of that in Sitka. I really enjoy Sitka. I like living there, and I like being committed to my community on that level.
McConnell is also an elected lay officer of the Episcopal Church. The high-profile issues of the October election in Sitka will be raising the sales tax to pay for bonding to renovate the Hames Wellness Center and to upgrade Sitka's roads. McConnell says raising taxes is a difficult decision.
If we've done everything else we can to make sure that those needs are met and it's still not being met, then perhaps that's something we need to do.
McConnell says she'd like to know more about how many people the Hames Wellness Center serves, but she's not opposed to a community recreational facility.
Basically, I'm in favor of that kind of thing. I mean, I think it's important for people to have an outlet like that. Getting exercise like that is good for our mental health, and I think it's good for young people to have something to do that's a healthy activity, and it's just good in a lot of ways.
If she wins a seat in the municipal election on October 6th, McConnell will serve a 3-year term. She spoke with KCAW News by cell phone while visiting family in Maine. McConnell will replace incumbent Nancy Kavanaugh, who has served 3 years on the Assembly. Kavanaugh ran unsuccessfully for mayor last year, but kept her seat on the Assembly as deputy mayor. Kavanaugh says she's still interested in local politics. The main reason she's stepping down is that her employment situation has changed from part-time to full-time.
As I found out the first year that I did it when I was teaching at the high school, it's pretty difficult to do a full-time job and do the Assembly when your job is more than full-time.
Kavanaugh is an RN and a pediatric nurse practitioner. She'll now manage the student health clinic at Mount Edgecombe High School. Kavanaugh was known on the Assembly as an advocate for the elderly and for safety. She had to play those two interests off each other when the state sought the Assembly's approval to eliminate the four-way stop at Swan Lake. Kavanaugh says she's happy with the outcome.
I'm proud of several things that we were able to do. Probably on the top of the list is getting that roundabout done. I think people are very happy with that now and like it, and it's beautiful, and it's a good addition for Sitka, and I think it will be a lot safer.
Kavanaugh says she didn't get on the Assembly to make it a career. She was known to be a stickler for the rules and parliamentary procedure, even when meetings became stressful. One of her lasting contributions to Assembly procedure was sponsoring an ordinance to move meeting times up an hour to 6 p.m. She says decision-making improved on the Assembly when members were not up so late. Still, Kavanaugh says serving on the Assembly can be challenging.
It's a stressful thing to do, and it does take a little bit of toll on you emotionally, so a break is a good thing.
Kavanaugh says her only advice for Assembly candidate Mim McConnell is to just try to do the best job you can. In addition to Assembly candidates Mim McConnell and Cheryl Westover, Sitka voters this fall will also consider candidates for school board. As of last Friday's filing deadline, only incumbents Tom Conley and Cass Pook had filed. The municipal election is Tuesday, October 6th. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.